November 20, work where you are, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way, Matthew 20, verse 4. There must be those who will come into the harvest field and who will be workers without expecting their wages in this world. In the next world, they will be abundantly rewarded. There are men and women who have been letting their talents rust with inaction, who could do a most precious work and grow in grace and capability to work by doing their best and accepting the work just where they are. They can single out individuals, their neighbors, and give them personal labor. The Lord will investigate the use we have made of the talents He has entrusted to us. He has paid the wages of His own blood and His own self-denial and sacrifice and sufferings to secure the willing service of every soul as a laborer together with God. If only all felt their accountability to God wisely to employ the gifts and talents entrusted, what a revenue would be brought to God through Jesus Christ. The one talent may and will increase by use. The supposed lowliest gift, the humblest service, may reach minds and influence hearts that those who possess larger talents could not touch. Now is our most favorable time to work. Individual visitation is of great value. In love for Jesus Christ and love for human souls, the truth is to be carried to every family, talked of by every fireside that it is possible for you to find access to. Bear in mind that the Holy Spirit is the worker. The human agent working for God is not alone. Labor in perseverance, in tenderness, compassion, prayerfulness, and love will do more than sermons. The Lord Jesus, in giving His life for the saving of the world from the curse of sin, intended greater things than our eyes have yet witnessed. The Holy Spirit is waiting for channels through whom to work. Satan will not always triumph. The Spirit of God will be poured out upon the church just as soon as the vessels are prepared to receive it.